I'd like to start by saying that, you know, for the last 3 days, I've had the enjoyable time of being here with these inductees. And I'd like to also congratulate Grant Fuhr. I'd never met him before, and to come here and to be so humble and so good-natured, just incredible. And then Mr. Illich was just, as you saw him up here, enjoyable and fun to be around. And Pat LaFontaine, when he was on time for the meetings, super guy to talk to. Pat would time a lot of things a little close, but he was there, and he is, again, one of those priceless individuals that typifies success. I'd like to thank Bill Hay and the Hockey Hall of Fame Committee for the tremendous honor one could only dream about, to be alongside the individuals who have made the game of hockey the greatest game in the world. I'd like to thank my wife Judy, my biggest fan and supporter, who always stayed in the background while bringing up our family, my son Billy, daughter Diane and Linda, who I'm so very proud of, as well as our extended family and grandchildren. Judy actually got me started in coaching, volunteering my name for the Tyke program in Ottawa. They were short of coaches, and you didn't have to have any experience. They just needed somebody to volunteer. So Judy volunteered my name, and it was a couple of years later that I was coaching a midget team in Ottawa, in the Ottawa 67s. Jack Kinsella and Howard Henry, came and talked to me and wondered if I'd be interested in coaching the Ottawa 67s. Naturally, I said yes, and I didn't realize that I should have been bartering for a salary, but I was just so happy to be coaching that I think the first year I broke even. The next year, Earl Montagano came along, and it was a wonderful association. And then in 99, Mr. Jeff Hunt took over. And it's just been an enjoyable thing. And they were my bosses, but they became my best friends. And who could ever fire your best friend? So I think my job was safe because of that. I feel very fortunate to be able to coach in the OHL under the direction of Dave Branch. The improvements he's made, but where his motto has been players first, and that's the way I feel myself. I'm fortunate to have made so many friends through my hockey years. The media, who have always been so supportive, I thank you very much. I'd like to thank my coaching staff, who don't get enough credit for what they do. One gentleman, Bert O'Brien, has been with me only 18 years. Another fellow, Vince Millett, who's only been with me 8 years. And our scouting staff, headed by a fellow by the name of Joe Rowley, who's been with me only 20 years, who have continually provided the Ottawa 67s with such tremendous talent. And to all the players who've contributed to the success we have enjoyed and the friendships we have made, you are the reason I'm here today. I never thought when I started a long time ago that I would still be connected with hockey in any capacity. But as my dad always said, things always work out for the best, and there's nothing better than this. Thank you.